Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the 18th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's Thanksgiving, so we're not talking a lot about small business stuff. We're you know, just the fact that America is what it is today, in my opinion, is testament to the small business. Bob Dylan Snyder has a small business owner. He has a different product than most of you do, as do I. But he's a small business owner just like you, just like me and like many of you, having come up through the ranks of major corporations, right, Bob?
Yes, I was with a major corporation, and I decided to have a small business. And boy, am I lucky.
Yeah.
Because we've created lots of jobs, lots of value. Actually, more than the big business.
You know, when I think, one of the things I love to do, Bob, is to contemplate the origins of the marketplace in America. And when I think of that, the origins of the marketplace, I don't think of major corporations. I think of shopkeepers and craftsmen, farmers, merchants, and wherever they went and wherever they populated, as they claimed manifest destiny across America, Bob, they set up towns, they started businesses, hotels, dry goods stores, etc., service organizations like a livery stable, those kinds of things. My great grandfather was a very significant, had a number of stores in my part of the world, 100 plus years ago, but they also started small banks, Bob.
Sure.
And so the twin pillars of the American economy is not Ford or Exxon or General Motors or IBM. The twin pillars of the American economy are small business owners and small banks. What do you think?
There's no question about it. That's where all the job creation is. That's where all the jobs are. That's where all the innovation is. That's where all the money is that makes it go.
Small banks.
I've been on the board of a small bank.
Is that right?
And every day.
I'm glad to know that. I didn't know that, Bob. Congratulations.
I'm pleased to do it because every day we get asked for loans by small businesses.
Yeah.
And we can grant them whenever we can.
Did you know that 60% of small business loans are made by community banks?
I know that.
And 600 counties, that's probably more than 10% of the counties in the country. 600 counties are served by financial institutions. The only financial institutions in those counties are community banks.
Well, I salute my buddies at Citigroup and the Chase, but yeah, at the same time, the dry cleaner is getting his loan from us.
That's right.
The restaurant is getting a loan from us.
Mm-hmm. And I support the Independent Community Bankers Association. Their president, Cam Fine, was on the show a week or so ago. There's another pillar. There's actually a third one that kind of popped up a couple of hundred years ago, alongside the small businesses and small banks that I'm thankful for. Today, Bob, and that's Chambers of Commerce.
Oh, yes, Chambers of
Local
Commerce.
Local Chambers of Commerce.
They advocate for exactly the right thing there. It's a very strong country we've got. It's developed by all the pillars you've just described and more, and I always hope we keep it that way. And Thanksgiving is a great deal of day to develop.
There's no question. And I'll tell you something else, back to the banks, Bob. There isn't another country in the world that has a system of community banks. Did you know that?
No, that's true. We're the only one.
The only one with a system of community banks. And there are not too many places where you can just start a business because you want to. You can't go to Europe and just start a business.
That's right, but you can here.
Yeah.
And you got a good idea, and you got a little bit of effort, you're going to make it. A
couple of nickels to rub together.
There's a man in our neighborhood, Jim, that has decided to retire. He's had a small clothing store for 38 years. It's been profitable. And he's decided to take his nest egg now and
really
travel his wife.
Wow.
I'm not talking about it, by the way.
Now you're not talking about our buddy Jack, are you?
No, I'm talking about a man named Ed Tunick.
A different person, okay.
Very, very successful.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, isn't that a great story and a great American story, right?
Yes, it's a wonderful American story.
And I bet you if you said, you're fortunate to be able to do that, I bet he would say, you know what? I'm fortunate to be an American. The reason why I was able to be successful is because I was able to work and accrue the fruits of my labor to myself and to my family.
He came here from Poland, and he makes the point on many occasions.
Wow.
He could not have done this in Poland. So I think that's true all over the world.
Yeah, and so those are the things that I'm thankful for. Bob, I know also we need to thank another group of people before we end the segment. That's those members of our military who are standing a post wherever they are on planet Earth. They're standing a post. Many of them, thousands, hundreds of thousands of them, will not be with their relatives this week.
Our men and women in uniform are just extremely important to us and will be evermore. I am very concerned about the resignation of Secretary Hagel.
Yeah.
And who the president's going to put in there. Mm-hmm. This is really a very important part of our country.
The next 2 years, all Americans need to pay attention to what's going on over the next 2 years, don't we?
Well, they're going to shape the next generation.
And, I think you're right.
We've got to be very careful over the next 2 years.
On many levels. But back to our men and women in uniform, they're carrying, you know, I love what Napoleon was alleged to have said. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. These men and women in our military have taken our bit of colored ribbon with them around the world, haven't they?
They have. I remember I was in the military. I was a sergeant.
Yep.
And I'll never forget there was Thanksgiving when I was in the military. And people came over and served a hot meal. Mm-hmm. That was really something.
That was a big deal for you, wasn't it?
And
after all these years, what's that been, 150 years ago, Bob? Something like that?
Not quite that long.
Well, I was in the military at the same time, so I know what you mean. Quick break, right back after these messages. We're going to talk about a nation of immigrants, all the way back with our good friend Bob Dorsteiner right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.